reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Today, actually yesterday, Barack Obama has been in Europe, and he made a trip into England to visit with Rishi Sunak. Initially, he had gone to Belgium to visit with King Philip and his wife, Princess Elizabeth. He was there for a technology festival, and I'm sure he met with quite a few other individuals that won't be reported, we'll never know about. Then he went to London and visited 10 Downing Street for an informal meeting with the Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. And he was supposedly visiting with Sunak about international affairs, a little bit about Russia, but I guarantee you the bulk of the conversation was about Israel, specifically about Benjamin Netanyahu. That was the bulk of the conversation, I'm convinced. Yes, they did talk about Vladimir Putin. But you see, Benjamin Netanyahu and Barack Obama did not get along. And the Obama administration didn't really get along with Israel. There were always plans for Israel. Obama, the administration, was planning a coup in Syria. And at the same time, even back then, while Benjamin Netanyahu was prime minister for his first term, or his first go-round, there was already an operation being carried out by the U.S. government to remove him from his prime ministership. And this is already, well, I should say this is once again one of the objectives of the current administration, to remove Benjamin Netanyahu, to remove him from his position, especially because of this war. He's too many victories. He's destroyed 18 of the 24 battalions, 20 of the 24 battalions. Well, because of the pressure that is being put upon Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu, Netanyahu has agreed to send Israeli officials to Washington to discuss this Rafah operation. Israel has made it clear that they cannot leave 4 battalions or 6 battalions of the Rafah terrorists because they will regroup and the war will, they'll go back into war at some later date. The only option for Israel is to completely destroy this Hamas army, this group of terrorists. There's no other alternative. There is no alternative. Secondly, the objective is to help the civilians in the Gaza with what they need, food, medical supplies, everything needed to exist. But before these people can receive these goods that are coming in through the border across different locations, everything is being confiscated by either Hamas, the terrorists, or the gangs. These, probably, I don't know, I think there are probably at least 40 to 50 gangs in the terrorist camps or in the refugee camps. These young boys, these young children are just no different than the Hamas terrorists. They're taking what is needed for the civilians in that area. On Monday, Netanyahu agreed to send a team of Israeli officials to discuss with the Biden administration the Rafah operation and to make it clear to Washington, Hamas will be destroyed. There's no debate, there's no discussion. Hamas will be destroyed. Hamas knows it. The American government knows it. The American government is going to do everything possible to interfere with Israel's plan to win this war. America will interfere. But according to the prophecy in Psalm 83, America will not be allowed to interfere with Israel's complete victory over Hamas in Gaza. The United States, the United Nations Security Council, the UN, all the nations, Europe, the Arab nations, China, will not interfere. They will attempt to. They will attempt to scuttle Israel's plans to be victorious in the Gaza Strip. But according to the prophecy in Psalm 83, Israel will finish the job. Benjamin Netanyahu, the team that he sent into Washington, they're not going to get any place with this team. They're going to make demands. They're going to threaten Israel. They're going to threaten to stop sending what is needed to Israel for the continuing conflict. It's going to be to no avail. Israel won't respond. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Mountain High Floors has been Northern Colorado and Southern Wyoming's floor experts for over 30 years. Whether you need new hardwood, sand and finish, laminates, or tile and stone, Mountain High Floors will give you the unsurpassed quality and service you deserve. We do residential, commercial, and custom work. Call 970-545-2844 and mention KHNC for a 10% discount up to $200. Again, that's 970-545-2844.
Don't miss this week's Swamp Fight when I'll be joined by Colorado State Representative Ron Weinberg and U.S. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. That's Wednesday at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360. Don't miss it.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Why Refi for a while now. Why Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-Y-REFI-24. That's 888-Y-REFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and pack we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
Okay, so with the matter of the starvation, with this food crisis, America and, for the most part, the world are aware that the food is being confiscated before it can reach the people in need, before they can lay their hands on it. It is abducted. It is held hostage. The food is taken, whatever is being brought over the border to help the people ends up in the hands of the jihadist terrorists, or in the hands of the young children, the young boys from probably 10 to 17 that aren't actually carrying the guns. And this becomes the jihad within jihad. It becomes a second force of attack, a second army, an army within an army. And these young kids, they won't give the food away for free. They receive it for free. It ends up in their hands at no cost. But they, when they take it into the area where it is needed, the women, the families, the elderly are going to have to pay them something. They're going to have to trade. And there's no solution. The United States has no solution. The only solution is Israel tries to keep the borders open. And hopefully what goes in, at least a percentage, a small percentage, hopefully, reaches the people that need it. But Hamas and the second wave, or the second young army, make sure that these people do not receive the aid they need, because they must continue to escalate the matter so that the whole world will continue to scream and protest that Israel is, this is a genocide operation by Israel, which it's not. This is a genocide operation by every international group that supports Hamas in any way. The United States included, this administration included, England, UNRWA, United Nations, UNRWA is what they call it. It's the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, which is Hamas. It's this agency employs, or the people working are Hamas members. So you're giving the money and you're giving the goods to Hamas. in the name of UNRWA. So these agreements, there's not going to be any agreements. This was the first time in a month that Israel has had any conversations with the Biden administration. And the White House is skeptical of Netanyahu's plan to carry out this operation. Well, sure, they're skeptical. The United States, this administration, if the people of this country were a little more educated on the individuals that are have been appointed to the positions in the cabinet, for the most part, this whole administration is anti-Israel, anti-Jewish. In spite of being Jewish, like Chuck Schumer, supposedly. Why does Chuck Schumer, if he's Jewish, why wouldn't he support Israel's plan to rid the world of a jihadist terrorist organization once and for all? These people can never be controlled. The leaders who use the people in Gaza as pawns. So the White House is skeptical. They're urging Netanyahu not to carry out this operation. Well, what if Israel were to tell the United States to stop the operation in Ukraine? It'd be none of Israel's business to tell the U.S. what to do. Supposedly, the Russians are the enemy of the United States government. Well, really, it's the United States that is the enemy in the Ukraine. And in Rafah, it's the jihadists. So Israel's fighting to exist. The United States is in the war, in the conflict to continue our world hegemony. There are two Americas. There's the administration, there's the hidden America, their hidden power structure. Then there are the citizens and the people of this country, the good people. Then you have the wicked rulers of the country, many of whom are in Washington, D.C. So the United States is protesting and is threatening Israel, do not continue the conflict in Rafah. Do not go in and destroy the remaining army. Well, we're watching. This is a conflict that everybody can simply, if you want to understand this Gaza war with Israel, go to Psalm 83. It is a prophecy that takes place in the last 10 years before Jesus Christ comes a second time. And in the prophecy, Israel is going to not only be victorious in the Gaza Strip, but in the West Bank within Israel, in Lebanon with Syria, with present-day Jordan. Jordan is doing everything possible. King Abdullah is doing everything possible not to get involved in this war in the Middle East. It's just a matter of time. Jordan is going to be forced into the conflict. Israel just went into Syria again and took out some more terrorist bases in Damascus. There's another additional prophecy, specific prophecy about Damascus as a city. in this conflict in Psalm 83, there is no mention of Damascus. Their Damascus prophecies are different, isolated. Damascus will be destroyed as a city, completely flattened, burned with fire. When that war is concluded, right about that time, like I had stated yesterday, Vladimir Putin, the Russian army, with the army of Turkey, Iran, I think even maybe some forces out of the region around Ukraine, armies out of Ethiopia and Libya, are going to simultaneously together as a group, as comrades, push to take over their, bring their armies into the present day Jordan. And from there, that would be the stepping point to move into the nation of Israel and to basically, Israel is a generator. They have great farming. They have a great landscape. They have an ocean to the west. This would be a great landing strip for all of the nations that are going to go to war with Israel. But to get to Israel, they have to come through the present-day nation of Jordan. And upon winning that victory in the present-day Jordan, then they can step across the Jordan River and occupy the nation of Israel. It's not going to happen, but that is the plan. The United States and the other nations, when this war takes place to some degree, it says that they stand and watch and they are at a distance. Well, it says in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 it doesn't say that Israel, in a sense, wins that victory or defeats these armies, but God somehow is involved and he intervenes to protect Israel. By the time that this Russian war takes place with the other nations, Israel is going to be pretty depleted in munitions, arms, finances. Already there are reports that Israel's economy is beginning to feel the strain of all the dollars that are shekels that are being poured into this war effort. And with Israel, with Netanyahu sending this team of advisors over to the United States, one thing the U.S. is saying that, you know, we're giving you a stipend every year of so many billions of dollars. We're providing bullets, bombs, military aircraft parts. So we're going to pretty much twist your arm, Israel, and make you yield. Well, Benjamin Netanyahu stated a couple of days ago, we've always been good friends. Israel's always been good friends with the United States. And we hope that continues. But whether it continues or doesn't continue, Israel is going to win this war against these jihadist terrorists. And the United States knows it. And here's where Israel has the advantage. The United States cannot allow Israel to be destroyed by the Arab neighbors, by the terrorist enemies. America cannot allow that. So this is the edge that Netanyahu has, that either America continues to send what is needed to help Israel, or these enemies will take over the land, and Israel and America will have to do double duty. It would be a conflict that is going to take years and years and years for the United States to get back to square one. America can't afford that. I tell this audience, I'll repeat it. The United States has plans in the Middle East. The objective was initially Syria, but Syria is not the prime real estate. Israel is. Jerusalem is the main city that the whole world wants to own and control. I'll be back in a few minutes. The podcasts are on 1360khnc.com, Present Truth Program.
Are you a veteran who served offshore of the Republic of Vietnam between 1962 and 1975? Blue Water Navy veterans and their family members may now qualify for compensation and survivor benefits for health conditions linked to herbicide exposure such as Agent Orange. To learn more, call 1-800-749-8387 or go to va.gov and search Blue Water Navy. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hi, this is Rod from PCs and Parts. We are located in Loveland at the Orchard Shopping Center. I just wanted to let you know, not only do we fix and repair and build computers, we also have a great lineup of security camera systems. In today's world, we need every advantage we can get when it comes to security. Call us at 970-203-0696 or find us at PCsandParts.com. That's 970-203-0696 or PCsandParts.com.
The lake, a tender hearted woman saw a poor half frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, yes, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender.
Snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a coverture of silk and then laid him by the fireside with some...
Israel needs to be very careful. Israel is dealing with the snake. And it has always been known through all the administrations, starting from the time Israel became a nation, that all the presidents were working with secret societies. And with these secret societies, there was always a plan which involved the nation of Israel. And that plan is continuing to this very day. The plan really began with Jimmy Carter, with the Camp David talks. This was a betrayal of Israel. But it's in the prophecies in the Bible. Israel would have problems. And the United States, through the agreements made with Jimmy Carter, would, you might say, be held hostage. With Ronald Reagan, there are things that happened during the Reagan administration that were even more sinister, much more evil. Things that are going to play into the future. With George Bush Jr. being a Nazi, the family is Nazi. George Senior, is not Bush. Prescott Bush was not his father. Prescott Bush was so much deceit. He was just someone used by the equivalent of the CIA during World War II. But George Sr., he's really from the lineage of Scherf, S-H-E-R-F, the Scherf family. They were from Germany. He was brought over to the United States and became the head of the CIA in the late 1960s. The CIA came into existence in 1947, but George, the Bushes are Scherfs. And again, deals with Israel to keep Israel dependent on the United States and controllable. Israel has been controllable to a great degree until Benjamin Netanyahu became prime minister. And even then, he still had to bend, he had to play the game. And somewhere along the line, Benjamin Netanyahu decided that the New World Order powers were no longer going to dictate to him personally, to Israel as a nation, what they wanted. And somewhere along the line, and I think it was probably with Obama, I think that Obama had such disdain for not Netanyahu, disdain for the Jewish people. Still, to this very day, the great hatred, the disdain of the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. Obama wanted to go into Syria, and Syria would be the center of Americans' occupation of the Middle East. But I think that Barry now realizes that there's only one area in the Middle East that America could control the Middle East and the world from, and that would have to be Israel. That is America's objective. America's objective is not to, yes, it is to defeat Russia, but they realize that Russia is kind of a second second on the list, primarily Israel. Israel, the focus of this administration and the administration to come, when I believe that Barack Obama will resume a position once again as a president of this country. And when he resumes that position, the target of everything that he does internationally in foreign policy is going to be Israel, to control Israel, to destroy Israel's elected government, and to make Israel and the coming government in Israel an ally of this country. Or I wouldn't say an ally, a subject, a banana republic. Menachem Begin in the 80s told Ronald Reagan that Israel is not a banana republic. Benjamin Netanyahu just a few days ago told Chuck Schumer that Israel is not one of our banana republics. We control, have controlled, own territories, not colonies or colonies, territories, internationally, like Hawaii, banana republics in the Central America, South America. But Netanyahu stated clearly, Israel is not a banana republic, one of America's banana republics. Netanyahu made it clear. And Psalm 83, more importantly, makes it clear. No nation, God is not going to allow. God, the God of Israel, the God of the Christian people, the God who created all things, is not going to allow the United States, the United Nations Security Council, the UN, the European forces, forces out of the Middle East, China. No one is going to tell Israel to back down in this war in Gaza. Rick Rodriguez, I'll be right back.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Hey, Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Welcome to the Hotel California, to America, the land of the plumed serpent. The nation of Israel is taking in a snake. We can't stop it. Nothing we can do. Israel must continue a relationship with the great empire in spite of the great empire plans, objectives to eventually invade Israel, but not yet. No nation will dictate what Israel is going to do in the Gaza Strip. Not Islam, not China, not the Christian Church, not America, not this administration, not continuity of government, international continuity of government. I've always talked about continuity of government in the United States of America. There is an international continuity of government, which we wouldn't call continuity of government. It would be called continuity of world hegemony. A group that has for 120, 40 years, had their eyes set on world hegemony, using the United States as the mechanism, as the way in which to achieve that desire. Continuity of hegemony. But the New World Order objective was always to rule the whole world, the land, the peoples, the atmosphere, outer space. I like to say the moon, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, all the planets. Because how much is enough? Like the Rockefeller stated, just a little more. The world is not enough. They want to own the universe. These people want to own time, T-I-M-E-E, T-I-M-E, time. They want to own eternity. They're pushing for making mankind eternal, immortal. And they're going to achieve it. And these people that become forever immortal in their bodies are going to beg for death to take them. They're going to seek death. They're going to hunt death down. And it says that death is going to run away, is going to flee from them, is going to remain at a far distance. They will never They want to die. That is their great desire, to die. And death, it abandons them. We're living in the Hotel California. And Israel is going to, whether the American people, whether the nations of the world, whether the terrorists in all of the different species of terrorism, they're going to push at the United States to quit, to hint, to stop, or to continue to defund and to quit sending arms, parts for aircraft to Israel. They're going to protest our assistance, any assistance that the U.S. would give Israel, they're going to protest. But it's too bad. In the Bible, the overall thought is this great empire at the end of the world, a great, great empire called Babylon the Great, the United States of America, the land of the plumed serpent, must assist Israel in its initial victories and plans, starting in Psalm 83. We will continue to send them bullets, bombs, intel. We will help them diplomatically. America will do everything to assist them in this battle. We will give them what is necessary for Israel to destroy Damascus, totally eliminate it off the face of the earth. We will assist Israel in this regional war. Doesn't matter how much protest comes from Gaza supporters or the supporters of Islam in this country. Doesn't matter how many terrorist attacks take place worldwide. It won't matter. America will help Israel and will request other nations help Israel. But then the big war that's coming with Russia, which takes place 7 years before Armageddon. 7 years plus before Armageddon, Russia is destroyed. And that war is soon to come after the Gaza war is over. But until then, we will help support Israel in this victory that she's going to get.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
To celebrate the new year, we're having the biggest sale ever on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, save 60% on our Goose Down Comforters, the best comforters ever. They go perfectly with our MyPillow bed sheets and duvet covers. Save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels. They're made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Our initial quantities are extremely low, so get them now before they go. Our seasonal flannel sheets are finally in. You save up to 50% and they sell out fast every year, so order now. They're truly the best flannel sheets you'll ever sleep on. Or save up to 80% on all our clearance items. And this is where it gets even better. For a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
Damascus is going to be with us for a little while longer. The Israeli regime attacked a number of military positions belonging to Syria near the Arab country's capital of Damascus. This is 2 days ago. Syrian Defense Ministry announced the development in a statement specifying the exact timing of the attack around 2:10 a.m. Tuesday. The Israeli enemy launched an air aggression from the direction of Tel Aviv. I'm sorry, this was this morning early. What am I thinking? From the occupied Syrian Golan, targeting a number of military points in the Damascus countryside. Our air defense forces responded to the aggression's missiles and shot down some of them, and the losses were limited to material, he added. These rockets hitting in the Golan Heights didn't kill anybody. The attack came 2 days after the Israeli regime carried out a missile attack against Syria, targeting the country's southern area, injuring one soldier. Israel has an objective, is focused on destroying every one of the jihad extreme terrorists in Rafah, and those that are starting to sneak back into central and northern Gaza. Israel is also hunting them down. Israel's main focus is the leaders of all of these different aspects of the Gaza military. These battalion leaders, they're dying. They're getting the flu. The flu is getting them from above. The flu is getting them in tunnels. The flu is reaching them on the streets. I don't say this, you know, in a casual way. There are enemies coming into this country. And these enemies, when the conflict begins, these enemies are going to die, many of them. Is there going to be civil war in this country? I don't believe it's going to be civil war so much as, well, to some degree, yes. It's going to be war against blue and red. It's going to be war against the coming administration. But the problem is, the coming administration is going to have an advantage. The advantage is going to be AI, artificial intelligence. There's going to come a time when probably most people are going to take your little cell phone and you're going to sync it. Because it's a tracking device, AI will find you. Well, that's it for today. The Present Truth is on 1360KHNC.com to the podcast section for this program and the other hosts that host programs. I'll visit tomorrow. Cactus and I are going to watch what happens through the night, and we'll talk tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez.
Love AM 1360 and the uncensored radio you get to listen to every day? KHNC has launched a listener sponsorship fundraiser to raise the money needed to replace our old failing transmitter. Your generous donation will help make this much-needed upgrade happen so you and future generations can continue to hear the uncensored truth for decades to come. By donating and becoming a KHNC sponsor, you will receive the new AM 1360 t-shirt, a bumper sticker, and the new limited edition 1 ounce pure silver KHNC coin. Also, for being part of this exclusive group, you will receive the monthly KHNC newsletter. The sponsorship package requires a minimum donation of $100, although donations of any amount will be greatly appreciated. You can help us purchase the new transmitter by going to 1360KHNC.com and clicking the donation tab at the top of the page. Again, that's 1360KHNC.com and click the donation tab. Thank you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.